here's my dreams, here's my plans. And I place them in your hands. All my dreams, all my plans.
I give myself away.
Oh God. I place it all in your hands.
I give myself away.
Myself, I give myself to you.
Oh.
So that this man was the greatest of all the the people of the east. And his son would go and feast in their houses, each on his appointed day, and would send and invite their sisters to eat and drink with them. So it was, when the days of feasting had run their course, that Job would send and sanctify them. And he would rise early in the morning and offer burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus Job did regularly.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
That's a blessing to the readers and hearers of God's holy word.
Listen.
I want to talk from the subject, Job's PR. Job's PR. And that doesn't mean PR. You don't see it mean different things throughout our sermon, our message. But first we want to look at it as his published report. Job's published report. Because that's what we're looking at here in the book of Job, is Job's published report.
Right.
Of the kind of man that Job was, and we even have a public report from God talking about the kind of man Job was.
It's true.
And if anybody knew Job,
right,
it's God.
Amen.
Or if anybody knew us, it's our God.
It's true.
So you can really believe what God says about Job and what the scripture says about Job. And we're going to look at that. And in looking at it, we are going to examine a couple of principles about parenting in general, fatherhood in specific. Amen. This morning from Job. But like I said, it would be good for all of us to share. Now, if you will look at that front page, I gave you that front page to inspire you, but it's an inspiring thing for understanding. Listen, I wanted you to remember that I got it, I'm going to put it in the frame. But it says, your greatest contribution to the kingdom of God may not be something you do, but someone you raise.
Amen.
That's how important being a parent is. It may not something, may our greatest contribution to the kingdom may not be what we do.
Right. Amen.
But it may be someone that we raise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we need to take this issue of parenting seriously.
Right, yeah,
amen.
Right. Amen.
There's no telling what God has in store for those that you raise.
Amen.
And listen here. When I say parent, even if you haven't gave birth to a child, or even are not a biological parent of that child, often we contribute.
You're right.
And we parent. Sometimes people who don't have children are doing more fathering and mothering than some that do.
That's true. Yeah. That is true.
So I think that counts too, how important that is. Now, fathering in particular. I was listening to a TED Talk. Anybody ever look at TED? This is a TED Talk. It was a TED Talk, the whole series of speakers that have done significant things in our world. And they come on and do a TED Talk. And there was a guy named Otis, trying to remember both of his names, but one of the things Otis, I'm trying to give it to you. Hey, I got it on the phone, but I can't think of it right now. And he was talking about the father wound. The father wound that takes place when fathers are not fathering.
Amen.
I sort of say, well, they're not there, but you can be there and not father.
Absolutely.
And a lot of things take them away from Father. Sometimes they can be absent.
Amen.
Like my father was absent. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they can be abusive.
Yeah.
Be absent. Sometimes they can be addicted.
Right.
If you're addicted to something, sometimes the thing that you're addicted to becomes more important than your responsibility.
Amen.
Of parenting.
Amen.
So abusive, absent, addicted, sometimes they can be aloof. They're there physically,
absolutely,
but not there emotionally.
Amen.
So and in all those situations, the children that come out of those type situations often have father wounds. And there are a lot of statistics that show, amen, that the thing that they go to. But basically, when you're there, that there's four things this guy owes. He asked some a mixed group of children, what are the four things that they needed from their parents, or fathers in particular. But I think it's also for parents. And these were the four things, and I'm going to add something from Job. But it says they needed presence.
Amen.
You need to be present.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. This. Sometimes it's good to be present.
Amen. Amen.
You want somebody to be present at the PTA meeting, somebody to be present when you have debates, or you're in a drama club, or you're in a band, or you're on a sports team. You just want somebody to be present. You want somebody to be present in the home. You just, amen, you want the presence of the person, to enjoy the presence of the person. So that's the first thing, because if you're not present, the other things I'm going to share are impossible if you are not present. Secondly, provision. You got to be present, but you also got to be providing. Providing. We see Joe was a really good provider, but you got to be providing for their home. Often, kids that grow up with that the father there experience far more poverty and struggle with poverty far more than those that have a father in the home. So you got to be present, and you also have to provide. Thirdly, protection.
Amen.
You need somebody there to protect you. Amen. Of some of these places, amen, that you end up living, I remember growing up, the one time, my mom did this one time, we never did this no more. One time she decided to live in an apartment complex. And it was kind of a rough apartment there. It was a rough apartment complex. And just going up the stairs to your apartment, I mean, to your apartment, especially us being kids, you know, and the kind of people that were hanging around, you had some fear.
Amen.
Because you're afraid of all these guys, you don't know, you don't have your mom saying that. What if they do something to our mom? There was nobody there to protect you like it would have been if you would have had a man there. Amen. It just happens when sometimes there's a man there. You know you, amen, at least they're going to put up the kind of fight. Like, women, we put up a fight. I think my mom probably would have. But is there something about having a strong man that God provides for your protection there? And when they're not there to stand up with man carriage, then sometimes in certain situations, you feel fear. So you need presence. You need them to provide. You need protection. And one more thing you need is praise.
Amen.
Father, you need to praise. You need to praise them.
Amen. Amen.
Praise them. A lot of times, Father, correct.
Right.
Correct. We're good. Most times, most Father are good at correcting. But don't just correct. Just like they need correction, they also need affirmation. Praise is just like when they do wrong, they want you to point, you need to point it out and set boundaries and have a rule established for their correction. But just as much, I would say even more so.
Amen.
Even more so than correction, you need to pray. praise them and affirm how great they are, how special they are. They need to know from you, because you're God's representative, you represent God to them on a daily basis, how God thinks about them and how great they are. You need to praise them. I would say you need to praise them 10 times more than you correct them.
Amen.
If you want to raise a great child, praise them 10 times more than you correct them. And that work, my brothers and sisters, also, even if you're not a parent, always praise more than you correct. Even as a supervisor or a manager or work in a work environment, you need to praise the employees and encourage and affirm them far more than you need to correct them.
Yeah, amen. It's true.
Y'all check. It'll work if you're working. So those three things we need the Father's presence. We need His provision. We need His protection. And we need His praise. And when you don't get those things, it leaves a wound, a void, when you go to others for those things.
It's true,
Richard. I think a lot of those young ladies, I really think may have been the majority of young ladies. He asked them about this. And then he went down to the rough quarter town. And he talked to the pimps.
Alright.
And he talked to the pimps about this time situation. And he said, now, all young ladies are not pimpable.
Right? And pimpable.
Yeah. Y'all get that word, pimple.
Amen.
I can't pimp some of them.
All right, thank you.
And he said, probably the one, hey, and you got time to share with me, your father. I said, no, your father has been present and provided and protected and praised, they going to be hard to pimp.
Principle. Okay.
Principle.
Amen.
So when you what does it mean when you're a principal? Principal means you behave in a moral way. You're righteous, virtuous, act with integrity, strong, you have strong beliefs about what's right or wrong. And an example is if you decide to, you would decide to take a lower grade rather than cheat on a test, you're honorable.
Amen.
And we say the same biblically, you have been blessed with godly character.
Yes.
You have complete integrity and you fear God. That's what it means to be principled. So I also think what children need is a principled man in the home.
Yes, yes.
And a principled woman in the home. Somebody who they can look up to with respect. Now, let me read the rest of this verse one because it's something I want to show you here. And seven sons and three daughters were born to him. Also in possession was 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 female donkeys, very large household, so that this man was the greatest of all the people of the east. Now, four, and his sons would go up and feast in their houses, each on his appointed day. Now, remember, he had seven sons, so everybody must have a day. One son Monday, one Wednesday. And then when they had three, everybody went over to that son's house and the daughters went over there too.
Right.
And they had this time and ate and drank.
Right.
So it was when the day put down. He said when the day of feasting was over, when they finished feasting. Look, day of feasting. Probably know in the evening, when you get a good meal and things. So when the day of feasting run over there, cousin Joe was sitting to say by and say, hey, y'all been over there having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
So I need y'all to come over to the house in a moment. Because I got to make sure y'all right with God. Now notice, these were not little children.
Right, right, right. Amen.
These were grown sons and daughters. The job of fathering, mothering, parenting does not stop.
You're right, sir. Right.
When they get to be an adult.
Amen.
Amen. You still have to be a father, a mother, even when they get to be an adult.
Amen.
And one of the ways you do that is by your example.
Yes.
Since you are a principal father or a principal mother,
right,
or a principal leader, since you got principles, then they look up to you just because of the kind of person you are.
Right, preacher, that's good. Amen.
They don't talk now that they're out of your house.
Right.
Depending on building or whatever they want to do.
Right.
It's not because they have to.
Yeah.
It's because they want to.
Yeah. Amen.
If you want to follow somebody, they got principles.
Yeah.
You want to follow somebody that sets an example and a godly person that you look up to. I say even, you see, some of this stuff is transportable to job situations.
Right.
In a job situation, you don't want nobody just to, I guess it's good for them to respect you, and they have to do it because of your office you hold, supervisor, manager, vice president, whatever position you hold. But I don't want somebody just to follow me because of the position. I don't want nobody to follow me just because that I'm a pastor. I don't want family to follow me because I'm the husband or the dad. But I want them to follow me because of my character.
Right.
And they know my character is committed to their greatest good and to their best good.
Mm-hmm.
And I got their highest intentions to help them. That, when somebody follows you because of that, then you're a good leader. Don't follow me because I got a position or a title. But follow me because you see the content of my character.
Yeah, all right.
And you see I got your best interests. I'm not perfect. Amen. I'm not perfect because I have to arrive at my destination yet. God is not finished with me. But when you look at these principal individuals, they're headed in the right direction. Be headed in the right direction. When God got you headed in that right direction, oh yeah, he's not, none of us are perfect, but it's good to be headed in the right direction. So, first of all, Job was principled. All right, look at y'all have your Bibles. Hope you do have your Bibles, but I want you to look a little further down. When you get them, I'm going to go ahead and read them for you. A little further down. I couldn't put all these scriptures on here. But when you go down to verse 6, it says, now there was a day when the sons of God came together to visit themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. And the Lord said to Satan, from where do you come? So Satan answered, the Lord said, from going to and fro on the earth, and from walking back and forth. The Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? There is none like him on earth. A blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil. Now that's what God said about Job. God said Job is a man, he's a principled man, he's a man of character, he's a man that should be honored. And I'm saying, when you live the kind of life that people see, respect sometimes is not given to you because you haven't earned respect.
Right.
Now if you're a good son, good dog, even parents that don't earn respect, you still have to honor. It's not all, but you got to, it's what you got to do. But it's better for parents to live a life.
Because
when you respect somebody, it means you look up to them. You look up to them. You admire them. You're looking up to them. And sometimes parents will have a way of acting in a way while kids can't look up to it. They got to look down to it. And it's hard to honor somebody you got to look down to.
Lord have mercy.
Oh, help me, Lord Jesus.
Lord have mercy.
Play an important, so he was principal. But secondly, I want to hear one more thing. Turn on the back. Turn to that back scripture. I want to hear this before I go to my last point. Well, it's all on the bottom, I guess. Okay, yes, it's all on the bottom. It's still talking about Job. 7. When I went out to the gate of the city, this is Job. This kind of sharing, you know, he kind of defended himself, but it was accusing him of things that he didn't do. When I went out to the gate by the city, when I took my seat in the open square, the young man saw me and he. The aged man arose and stood. The princes refrained from talking and put their hand on their mouth. The voices of the nobles were hushed. And their tongue stuck to the roof of their mouth. When the ear had, then it blessed me. And when the eyes saw, then it approved me. Because I delivered the poor who cried out, the fatherless, and the one who had no help. Now listen to that. Now you're talking about the fatherless. That's what I'm saying. Now you're talking about even out there. This is Job's character. He said, the gate was like where all the government, all the leaders went. Job said when he went out to the gate, the young man got right.
Right.
They didn't do, amen. If Job was in the gate and they drove through, they turned the live music down.
Right.
The kind of man that Job was, amen. And he took his seat at the gate. And then even the older man respected him that they stood up.
Amen.
I'm talking the kind of character
that
Job had. And even at least the other princes.
Yeah.
They said, oh, Job, come, be quiet. You got to hear what Job said. They had some respect for Job's judgment and what when Job taught and when Job shared that even the princes and all the leaders, they said, well, quiet, Job.
Yeah.
kind of poetic. The whole book of Job is kind of poetic. He said, when the ear hears, the ear blesses. He's talking about the ear itself. When the hair, he said, when the ear hears, the ear says, bless Job.
Yeah, yeah.
He used a portrait to get that idea. Oh, but then it goes on. He said, when the eyes saw it, I said, oh, yeah, that's cool. And Job's some kind of man. And he said, why? Verse 12. Because I delivered the poor. Job, if we gonna say, you know Job had a lot of, he's probably the richest man in his area.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
But he didn't, see, when God blessed you, Job didn't just keep all his blessings to himself.
Yeah.
Job realized that he was blessed to be a blessing.
Right, yeah. Right, amen.
So when the poor cried out and the fathers and the one who had no helper, the blessing of a cursed man came upon me, and I called the widow's heart and sang for joy. The widow, you know, widow was struggling. She didn't have nobody to provide for. But her heart sung for joy when she came into interacting with Job, because Job was going to bless her.
Yeah.
Job was there for his whole community.
Yeah, whole community.
I put on righteousness and it clothed me. My judgment was like a robe and a turban. I was eyes to the blind. You see how you're reading the needs? And I was feet to the lame. I was a father. 16. I was a father to the poor. And I searched out the cause that I did. I was around living for folk that needed stuff.
Right. Yeah. Who needs it?
Yeah. No, why he was blessed? See, God would give a blessing to who he can get a blessing. I wish I had it. It was in here somewhere. Joe was out. Oh, you poor and some widow that you couldn't make ends meet. He was out there searching out for their needs, and he had enough to meet all the needs. Not only was he there for the needy, but verse 17 said, I broke the fangs of the wicked and plucked up the victim from his teeth. He said, the wicked people, I protected.
Yeah.
Because Father got, remember I talked about protection? Father got to protect. He said, not only am I a provider, but I'm a protector.
Yeah, yeah.
See, Job's some kind of man.
Yes.
See, in the whole book of Job, talking about what we call theodicy. Theodicy is, why does bad things happen to good people? And you can't find too many folk as good as Job.
Right.
If God would say, hey, look at my boy Job.
Yeah.
And your God pointed you out. You something.
Right.
See, we can fool folk. Y'all, you can fool folk.
Right.
But God that knows your heart, when he points you out, and you know you're in the devil. You know the enemy said, let me work with him a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You think he all that? I made him curse.
Yeah.
But he didn't know Job.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't get into the whole story like I said with the father. Y'all know that. When he took all that stuff, Job said, hey, the Lord give it and the Lord take away. Bless it.
Yeah.
Be the name of the Lord. And I know I'm going through some hard times. Hey, but I'm going to wait until a change comes.
Yeah.
And if a change don't come, though he slay me, yet shall I trust you.
Yeah,
Y'all was somebody.
Yeah, that's him, preacher.
Y'all was somebody. He was a man. He was a principled man. He's somebody. All of us should look up to Father. If we can be like Joe, we'll be somebody. If we can be like Job, we would be somebody. Let's get to the second, because I got clothing. I can't go on forever. Because I can read the whole book of Job. Oh, here we go. Not only was he principled, but secondly, Job was pressed. Let's look at verse 5. So it was when the days of feasting had run their course, and Job would send the sacrifice that he would raise up early in the morning, offer prayer and offering, of course, the number of them all. But Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus Job did this regularly. Not only was he principled, but he was prayerful. This is what Job did. This is what Job did. He said, and they've been over there in the house,
right,
hanging out.
Right.
Because sometimes, I'm trying to be, sometimes, what happens, without getting delayed. So what he did every month that he got one that after they came away from the little feast,
uh-huh,
they come on over to the house, because Job didn't want anything coming between his children and God. Job's chief concern was, amen, the relationship between his children and their God.
Yeah.
So he offered a sacrifice, which was a way of standing in the gap,
right,
interceding,
right,
for his children before God. It was a physical display of the proud that Job was praying on behalf of his children. God don't let anything become between them and you. He was taking his children before God. He had enough children. When they get 18, you don't stop praying for them. You probably got to pray a little bit more hard. But now you got to sit a promise on them.
Got the promise on, preacher.
Woo.
Yeah, preacher, you're right.
And it feels like nobody can tell
us nothing
now.
Right, amen.
Right.
Oh, God. Amen.
The sin promise on. Amen. They start spelling you. They
start spelling
themselves.
That's right. That's what grandmama said.
Amen. And now you can't force them to go to church.
Uh-huh. Yeah. There it is, preacher. There it is.
Amen. They know where they ought to go. You can't cheat them out the club. Unless they live in your house. Now, if they live in your house, you can set some rules.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
As long as you live in my house. But even when they're out of your house, if you're a principal person, even when they're out of your house, when they come to your house, they know that who lived there. You're not going to bring the church clothes.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Because they know what's going to happen Sunday morning. They don't come down, oh, I left my church clothes at home. Oh, no, no. When you mind doing the same thing, you won't be the clothes. Put it back on. Yeah, if you want shame in the club, and won't be shame in the ground. If you're good enough for the club, good enough for the church.
Yeah,
you're principled. You don't have to worry about bringing the wrong stuff up in your house.
Amen.
Amen. Not married, wanting to sleep in the same bedroom. You don't have to worry about that. When you're there, you got a principle. Because they ain't going to bring that before you. They already have a room down at the motel.
Right, already down the street.
They know you disapprove of
it.
They already feel good. But this isn't the way you want them to.
Yeah.
You can't control them, but they got so much respect.
Yeah.
That they can't, when they go back, they want their man in God instead.
Because
they know mama know they're down there.
Yeah, preacher. Yeah, preacher. It happened to me, preacher.
Their prayers are going to show up.
Yeah.
Come on, preacher. Our prayers
are going to
show up.
I know. I know that some prayers, I don't know if they're going too far or not. But I heard a story about a prayer. I mean, this is a true life story. And you know, they were down there. And the prayer showed up.
Uh-huh.
And started singing hymns outside the door.
Come on,
Hymn. Everybody go a little bit too. But the prayer showed up and started singing hymns outside the door.
Amen.
You
ain't got to come down to the prayer.
Woo! All
right,
here we go. But the thing you can do for them as a duck, you can be principal, give them an example, and you can pray. Pray for your children.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Pray for your children. Pray, number one, that they get saved.
Yeah.
That they're really saved.
Amen.
Amen. Not that they're church members, because a whole lot of church members ain't saved.
Yeah, preacher.
Pray that they know God for themselves.
Yes.
Pray, Lord, I think you're saved. I think he's saved. But I'm praying, God, because I want to be You got more than one.
Amen.
You got to pray for them individually. You can't just group them up. Say, Lord, bless my children. Oh, no. You got to break it down. Yeah. And say, Lord, amen. First, I'm going to pray for Marvin. Right. Then I'm saying, with Marvin, I'm going to pray for Isaac.
Right.
Marvin,
right.
Man, I had some Jackson.
Right.
I'm going to pray for Marvin. Yeah. And I'm going to pray for she because Marvin and RJ are different.
Yeah. That's
true. Get your little piece of paper and put down the different things you need to pray for. You don't need to pray for the same things about Marvin that you do about RJ.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Amen. You don't need, you don't need to pray for the same thing about Amity to pray for Cool.
Right.
That's two different people.
True.
You got to be more specific. Get your little bit of paper.
Right.
And put out the prayer for it. Amen. Because they each got different struggles and temptations.
Amen.
And, listen here. They got different, you got to pray according to their needs. And they got different needs.
Yes.
And you know them. Because you raised them.
Yeah. Amen.
And you know they sneak. And they think they get over on you. But you just have grace. And you know what you see. And you feel God can do more with this thing than you can.
Woo.
They think they get by, they think they're getting away. But you constantly praying. You Lord, fix it. Fix it, bring it to their members. Don't let them in the yard, Lord. Get them out of this situation. They don't need that person in their life. Lord, if I try to, they're going to listen to me. That's going to bring them closer. You know, sometimes the parents, they don't do nothing. That make you want to do it more. But when God come in and mess that whole thing up, you want to say, what happened? You had a friend, mom. Praise God. They had on the list. Amen. I got to get rid of this. They had on their list. You want to, I don't know why they find a good man. They keep leaving. It's your mama's fault. Get on your
mama.
It's your parents' fault. They've been praying them away. They ain't told it. They just look at you like they're innocent. Whatever happened, what's
wrong?
We broke up. And they just saw all you said. Y'all broke up. I didn't know y'all broke up. And you're afraid, but you're looking all innocent and kind, like you're really cold.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Ooh, see, permanently sneak at you off.
Right. Amen.
But they got to sanctify sneaking. But they're not their own. They belong to God. So they ain't got sneakiness about this. They got sneakiness for God.
Yeah. Amen.
Sanctify. But not only do you pray for each of your children, but you pray for them regularly.
Yeah, that's what Job did. Yeah.
Job said, Lord, I got to pray for these every day. I got to pray for them.
Amen.
Because I know my people. Come on, I got to pray for them every day.
Yeah.
But I got two, most of them are all right, but I got two or three boogerbirds. And the boulevard, I pray for them not this empty song. They don't write road, I think they don't write road. So I just pray for them in the morning. But I got some I had to pray for three times a day. Because
right.
I pray for them three times a day, they're going to be in jail.
Right, preacher. Somewhere in trouble.
It's sneaky. Listen. So pray for them regularly. Amen. Pray for them regularly. And then when you pray for them, when you pray for one, the one that's doing pretty good, because I don't know, some kids doing pretty good, doing great thing. Praise God for them. Oh, God, praise. Praise them for all the good things. Because I said, you not only do you correct, but you affirm. So when God is doing good things in your child's life, you need to be praising and thanking God. God, thank you. Thank you that my child is strong. I know she got some friends, or he got some friends that's strong out. But you allow him, amen, even to be around those friends and not give what they got.
Amen,
preacher.
Stay on the right track.
Yes.
Thank you, God, that they're good students. Thank you, God, that if they stay in with college, they're not quit. They're not giving up. Thank you, God, that you gave a new job and they're clamping the corporate ladder and they're good employees. Thank you, God, that they're raising their children around the grandchildren. Thank you, God. So you praise God. And don't just tell them all the things bad, but praise them for all the good things that He's been blessing your children.
Yes, yes.
Somebody has some great kids. There's some great kids in our church. So praise God for those children. And now, if you got some children that's like in them late teens, if you got some children about 5 or 2 or 6 months, go ahead and start praying for the baby now. Oh God, send somebody worthwhile. Start praying early. Amen. So by the time they get to day and age, you already got a few thousand prayers in you. Lord, well, she's been praying for, she's been praying for 16, 17 years about this. So God said, I got to get on the job. If she called me like that, I can't let her down. I got to pray in that right person. So start praying early. Now, so what I say now, I'm about to finish. Pray for your children. Pray for each of your children.
Right.
Pray for them regularly. And now, pray for each of your children regularly because they are sinners.
Amen. It's true. Amen. But they keep
sinning.
Amen.
Oh, Lord.
Amen. It's true.
Because sometimes when we act, don't miss this. Sometimes when we idolize our children, we are unable to see them as sinners, the sinners that they really are.
Mm-hmm.
And when they get in trouble, we'll blame everybody. We'll blame the teacher. We'll blame the coach.
Right.
We'll blame the other children.
Amen.
We'll blame the folk at church. We'll blame the neighbor.
Right.
We'll blame everybody but our children. And your children is guilty because your children are sinners. And that's not a surprise,
right,
because your children cry for sinners.
Amen.
And sinners beget sinners.
Right. Just pass it on down.
Amen.
Well.
I think every day. Nice person.
Right.
Kind. More time for crying.
Yes,
amen. Do most everything you tell them. Sometimes, she's a little prima donna, but that's okay. It's okay. Most of you. But, I know, even all these great things I say about me, the great things, so wonderful, I praise God about. But I know he's a sinner.
Amen.
And like a dad is a sinner, and I'm a sinner.
Amen.
And because I know she's a sinner, I can't be so enamored with her that I think whenever something happens, that everybody falls for her. Yes, and it is being
prayed.
It's not the teacher. It's not the cross. It's yes.
Amen.
It is need of prayer.
Amen.
Because you had a daddy that was 17, a grandmama that was 17 in need of prayer, and a granddaddy and a grandma that standing in need of prayer.
Right. Yeah.
All my family, we have a whole nation was standing in need of prayer.
Yeah.
And if you'll be honest, you could have your whole family did too. Sure. They got sin in their hearts. See, Job said he prayed because in their hearts,
yes,
they might offend God.
Yes.
He said, when they come around me, they all good.
Right.
Nice, kind, don't curse.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am, yes, sir. Most wonderful kids. But we want to pray, God. Because, remember those sinners? Their heart, they got stuff in their heart.
Right.
That I can't see. And dedicated, they don't Fix it. Before you fix them, fix me. Because I need to be
pressed. Yeah, exactly. Yes, yes, yes.
The prayer needs to pray.
Yes.
Everybody know the prayer needs to pray? The prayer needs
yeah,
to pray.
Yeah,
but I got my own struggles and I got my own difficulties. Amen. I got my own deceitful heart. So, amen. Even as I'm praying for you to fix them, fix me, Lord.
Yes, yes,
yes.
Amen.
Fix me here, I can be a better example where I can be a principled person. So not only the parents need to pray for children, but children, you need to pray for your parents.
Thank you.
We need to pray for one another.
Yes.
Both of us are trying to become all that the Lord would have us be.
Yes. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Be a principled person as a parent. Be a principled parent and be a praying parent. Be a principled father and be a praying father. Be a principled mother and be a praying mother. That's the way you handle a dog. Now you do give, you do share what you're feeling. You do share direction.
Yes.
But in order for that you share it, you take hold. You got to pray it to him.
Yes.
After you share it, pray it.
Amen.
Share it and pray it. Pray it. Share it. Then God, you know, he's going to say, hey, some plant the seed.
Yeah.
Some water the seed. So sometimes you plant it and then maybe the angel come along and water it. A grandmother come along and water it. But the reason why we pray it, because it's God that gives the increase. Don't give up on God. Now, sometimes they'll mess up a whole lot. Don't give up on God. But he's able to turn it around.
Yes.
He's able to turn it around. But sometimes you don't feel like just stopping praying.
Amen.
Sometimes you see where you're going. I'm not going to keep praying. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
I'm wasting my time on my knees. Never waste it.
Amen.
As long as they got rest in their body.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Keep praying. Just thank you. I'm so glad I got a father in heaven.
Yeah.
He's our example.
Yes,
he never gives up on us, y'all. He never turns his back on us. He's merciful and gracious. He corrects, but he also affirms. He praises me. I like that. God showed a lot of praise when he talked to Jesus. Remember that baptism? He said, this is my beloved son.
Yeah.
Who I'm with and what I love him. He's my beloved. I love him. I love him. And then he said, I'm pleased with him.
Yes.
Praise the turn, praise. Everybody's going to play a song. Regardless of your situation with your father down here, I want to tell you the father you love. There is the father you respect. He's worthy of all of our honor. All of our praise. That's our father. He's a faithful God. He sent his only begotten son that died for us on Calvary's cross. And you can have eternal life because of our Lord. If you're here today, I invite you at the song being said. If you are listening to us by podcast or looking at us on the website, I invite you to establish a relationship with God our Father and let him radically change your whole life. He's a wonderful God. He loves you so. Don't let nobody tell you that he doesn't love you. Because he does.
Yeah.
He loves you. So I invite you to a relationship with him through his son, Jesus Christ. That died on Calvary. So we can be saved. As you listen to the song, would you consider coming to God if you haven't already?
Thank you.
Now, a couple things we need to do. One, we need to, we got Father's Day gift, some of you already got them. We're going to get the second gift to the rest. If you already got them, we're not going to call your name. Just stand, let everybody know you already got them. I do want to say one more thing just before we get in. This morning, I really thought about, but y'all, you know, I'm trying not to get in trouble. I really thought about this morning, what the invitation was on, playing a really different song. Amen. But it wasn't a church song. That way, no, but they were getting out of that. So, you know, I did the church thing. Amen. Hopefully you get that idea. But what I really wanted, what was really on my heart, a song that's special to me, is that Luther Vandross song. Dance with My Father again. Oh, that song. But you know, when he talks about the remembrances that he has of his father. Mm-hmm. Those good times. And how he prayed for God to send him back. And he looked at his mom and how she suffered. And he said, hey, ain't nobody loving like my dad. He said, pray her back because she needs it. Lord, I know you don't usually do this. That song's so nickel. There's been some persons in my life, even though my own father lived, but there's been some persons that I feel, man, like that. I'm thinking back when I was at Great Memorial, Tip a lot. Great thinking, always encouraging. Amen. He drove the school bus, so, amen. I live, he parked it at the gas station, and I live blocks from the gas station. And every morning he'd stop by in the car and pick me up and take me to everyone the school bus was. And he drove to school on the bus because he was a driver. But he was so much a great one. I mean, this special person. Mm-hmm. And then there was Phil Tomoko with my godfather, and one of my godfather. And he lived across the street from me. I'm a godfather. I think some of y'all know Ray, the son, some of the man. And when he done some of his songs, since I was all girls in my house, he would let me go to when he went to the games. He would pick me up and pay for the food. He was a strong person because in the community, everybody respected him. That actually happened. Everybody knew him, so when they came by in a loud car, they would actually turn their music down. He patrolled the whole, he had to help with it. And he controlled the whole community. When they were telling somebody that wasn't in that community that didn't belong, he'd go over there and see what they were up to and run them. And so he controlled the whole ground. And man, he died not too long ago. And then, of course, all you know, Papa Hawking.
Yeah.
Amen. He came to him when I was here. And as soon as he built that house, he gave me a key. He said, hey, gave my own key. He said, come over here. You know, I got your own room. Decorate like I wanted. I always trying to cater to me. I said, now I need to be catered to you because you're the elder. We always did that. I got a key now, and I can still go wherever I want to go. Amen. Because I'm pretty sure that means. But those, when I think about those special men and the times that I shared with, that's why even when I play that song, I hear that song playing now. It's so significant. And all of you that had great dads, that had great times, or great men in your life, they were pictured it. Know how special that song is. You just want one more time. I wish you could enjoy it. So I just want to say that as a memorial. There's lots more names. I think everybody want to meet you, but I don't know those things. Now I'm going to give you the names. We're going to pass out the presents. So enjoy while they're here. Pastor Willow, you know, I'm standing up already. Got my gift already. Willow Roy? What Willow Roy? Willow Roy? And we can't see him standing up. Come to the door, Willow Roy. We can see you standing up. All right, Willow Roy back there. All right. Eugene Carter. It's Carter way back there. We can see him. All right. And we're passing out the gifts. We thank Sister Pat and her crew. Amen. She organized for giving out these gifts. But Robert?
Amen.
All right. Happy Father's Day.
Amen.
Brother Eric?
Amen.
Can y'all get me some? Brother Dana. Brother Dana, you will get to him. Brother Dana Bugsby. Brother Romeo. Amen. Amen. We'll get him here. Brother Carl. Amen.
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 Brother Ezell, he's not here this morning. Let's get him as he is. Brother BJ Johnson. Yes, sir. Chris Robinson. He's not here. Brother Rodney, the drummer, he's not here, but we hope he'll be here whenever we celebrate. We want to recognize him. Gerald, that's just Maxine's husband. Amen. And Chad, the famous son, Tori's son too. Michael T, he's been with us for a while in the booth. Running the booth, y'all remember Mike T, he's been working in West Texas. So we haven't seen him in a while. Also, Brother Willis Freeman. We're going to pray for Brother Willis Freeman. I think he had an operation, another operation, not too long ago. So, amen. Let's be praying for him and him and Sister Freeman. Brother Howard England, he was with us a couple of two or three Sundays ago. Amen. So, we appreciate him talking. He'll be back soon. Some of you may not know we was meeting this morning. Trying to think anybody that's not on the list that I can, Ryan already got his bag. Ryan got his bag already. All right. And brother, Papa Bug. That's not his real name, but y'all know. I think he's up there, but we want to get him something too. That's everybody I can thank of. I'm probably missing people, but that's everybody I can thank of. Right now. Amen. So if we find others, we'll take care of them too. All right. Well, we thank Sister Pat again. And thanks to those that helped her. Who helped you, Sister Pepper? Did you have a helper?
Everybody
helped. Amen. You help, they help, everybody helped. All right. Thank God. And so enjoy your Father's Day. I think we're about ready to go. Same thing to you on your if you're listening on our podcast, your dad that we left off the list, we may have, but our mind ain't that strong this morning. So we left y'all is not by we didn't do it out of any kind of negative emotion. We just did out of our limited memories. Amen. So we pray that we'll be able to take care of you any time of year. All right. I think that they pray for us as we're going to use to drop off Gab. I'm going to drop off Gab and Cheryl and come back sometime. We're going back here next week. So somebody praying for her and have a great experience.
Yeah.
In her conference and learn a lot and just be encouraged. And as far as safety for the day.
Yeah.
For our safety on the road, especially the pastor. My reflection ain't what they used to be. So they don't come make it back. All right. I think that's it, guys. Let's stand. Have a great time in the Lord. The rest of the day. Thank you for coming. On those of you on the other side of the glass, we appreciate you. We know the mass is a little warmer over there than it is in here. I think because we need to get those air conditioning units over there recharged. Hopefully by the time we come together again, we'll have it so it'll be a little bit cooler. We know it's not going to be too perfect because the door's been open. But we'll have it a little bit cooler over there. We'll try to get those air conditioning worked on before we come back together. But I appreciate you just still being here. All right. Any other announcements? Oh, I did have another announcement. I know I was getting some. Sister Jennifer Jones. Jennifer Jones. Sit up in that area. She graduated from college.
Amen.
She came to online school. So we got a gift for her. Amen. And do all our graduates. She graduated from college. She came from online course. We want to bless her. I think maybe a couple of others, if they get closer to graduating, we'll take care of them. We'll take care of them too. Amen. Because God's been good. Thank y'all for being so generous. And giving that even though We don't have a lot of people. A lot of people still haven't come back. Hopefully they're glad to be gained. But we've still been blessed financially. We need to take care of all the things. We've got to take care of this. I appreciate that. But some churches are struggling as we are perhaps left. But we're still in good shape. And we thank you so much for that. All right. Now to him that's able to keep us from falling, present us before our fathers without fault. May the love of God our Father, grace of Jesus Christ our Lord, speak to me of the Holy Spirit, our comfort, rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. Let us say together, amen, amen, and amen.
We be here next week, or we be on fire.
We'll probably be on the podcast. All right, everybody, listen up. Remember, next week is the fourth Sunday. Fourth Sunday, we need to do podcast. So be prepared to do that. Thank you, sister. Thanks for everything.
Thank you.
think I have it. It takes so much. What's up for another 3 hours? And I thought, like, I'll do that.
No, like, this is a straight shot. So it's fine. As long as we can have it. Okay, so which way are y'all going? So I'm going to do this. Hi, Selena, which way are y'all going?
We're fine.
I'm doing good. How
are you doing? Oh, okay, Sierra. Oh, okay. Sierra, I'm going to go. Hey. What are you going?
Yeah.
What are you going?
Okay. I think I have
the first
hour. Wait a second.
I got
it.
Okay, okay.
What do I push on her again? What do I push? What is the button here?
Yes.